The Mountain West Championship game tomorrow probably highlights what has been a huge week in Boise State athletics. You think about it, you get future opponents being announced. You have the basketball squad already a big win this week against a team in the Missouri Valley Conference that's expected to do some big things. And then later on today, they take on Oregon on the road, Pac-12 opponent. I know Oregon has a lot of different players on this year's team. They're most of their squad from last year's in the NBA or the D-League at this point. So a new-look Oregon team, but Boise State has a chance to get a very quality road win early in the season to add on to their quality wins that they've already received. Then, of course, the baseball news came out earlier this week, too, where Gary Van Tol was introduced as the Boise State baseball coach. So there's a lot of different directions this week, but the Mountain West Championship game, of course, highlights what is a very busy week. And with the game tomorrow, the closer it gets, the more one player stands out. I really do think the Mountain West title game is most important for one person come tomorrow, and that is Brett Rypien. I really feel like this is an important game for Brett Rypien, what we'll remember him for 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when we look back at, I hate the legacy word because it's college. You're only here for 4 years. You get four seasons. You're just not really that long enough to build a legacy. But I really do think how we perceive Brett Rypien, now, of course, he still has a whole senior year to go, and if he gets to the Fiesta Bowl and wins a Fiesta Bowl, yeah, certainly he can make up for whatever happens on the blue tomorrow. But he has the most to gain and maybe the most to lose out of any one person who that'll take the field, at least from the Boise State perspective. Coach Arson has already gotten to a Fiesta Bowl. He already has a Mountain West championship to his resume. Alexander Mattison, still early in his career, he can still tally a bunch of yards and move up the Boise State record books when it comes to rushing. Granted, it's a packed record book. But, Grant Hedrick, you see what that last year did for him. We think of him in a lot more of a positive light than we would have if that season would have ended with Boise State not reaching the Mountain West Championship or them losing to Fresno and not playing in that Fiesta Bowl. That last year was huge for Grant Hedrick, and the heights that the team reached, when we look back at Grant's time here at Boise State, that really does stand out. So I think Brett Rypien, and again, he has another year to add on to whatever happens tomorrow, but he has the most to gain. He could be a Mountain West championship quarterback with a victory. With a loss, it's, all right, Boise State has lost back-to-back games against Fresno State, and they probably didn't close the door on what they should have for this season, and a lot of it will be, especially if Brett Rypien doesn't play well in the process. I mean, if he throws for 500 yards and Boise State still loses, of course the narrative can adjust. But generally speaking, I think Brett has the most to gain and the most to lose tomorrow.
If you're talking from a player's-only standpoint, I think you're right. I think Harsin still has the most to lose if you're talking all Boise State. If Harsin loses back-to-back games to Fresno and then in turn loses the Mountain West Championship, I think that it'll go on him more than anyone will blame Rypien, unless Rypien throws three interceptions or four interceptions. I think Harsin has the most to lose because this is really his first squad, if you want to count, that is winning, because people make the argument, oh, well, you won the first one with Pete's players. So I think Harsin has the most to lose, but I think Rypien has the most to lose as a player.
And I want to get your opinions, too. 208-424-9300. Feel free to call. Feel free to text into the Commercial Tire text line. Also on Twitter, at KTIK931FM. Which one person tomorrow has the most to gain and most to lose from the Boise State perspective? And, yeah, I'm going to stick with Rypien because I do feel like he has accomplished a lot. Like, people are critical of him, and he probably deserved a little bit of criticism early in the year. He wasn't playing well, and the offense wasn't rolling, and I don't know if you want to say it was 10% his fault or 80% his fault, but the quarterback probably shoulders some of the responsibility of the early season offensive struggles. And the criticism you could have is he's pretty streaky. But I think the one thing his resume is missing, because he has a lot of the yards, he has some of the most explosive games for a passer that Boise State has had, I think he's missing the championship. And granted, this won't be a Fiesta Bowl championship, and you know they have a couple of quarterbacks in their history that have won Fiesta Bowls. But a Mountain West championship goes a long way for him.
Yeah, but I don't think unless he single-handedly loses the game, I don't think the loss will be put on him, because he's not the star of the team this year. He's sort of behind, if you want to, on offense. He's behind Cedric Wilson. He's almost tied with Montel Kozar. Unless he plays the whole game and it's on his shoulders, he throws a late pick. I don't think you can blame Rippon. Because he hasn't done much this year. He's managed the game.
Yeah, I mean, even if we don't necessarily blame him for the game itself, you're looking at a Boise State quarterback who is very highly touted. Remember all the accolades, same area as Kellen Moore is from, and the next Kellen Moore, and it's unfair to put on any one guy, but it'd be three seasons as a starting quarterback, at least, you know, part of a season of a starting quarterback for three seasons, and it would be no Mountain West championships.
Yeah, I think the big outlier here is what he would do in his senior year. I think if he loses this game and then they don't make the Mountain West championship in his senior year, they're going to say you had one appearance in 4 years.
And the championship game and no titles.
Exactly. Like
that would be, that's why I think he has the most to gain and the most to lose, not to say he can't overcome everything with the monster senior year.
Yeah, that's the hardest part about saying he has the most to lose. Because if they go 13-0 next year, no one will remember he lost to Fresno back-to-back weeks.
All right, so that's one. Number two of the things I'm looking at for the championship game, other than, you know, Boise State gets a trophy if they win it. If Boise State wins, I feel like this coaching staff will have more than earned your trust moving forward. Like, everything that you could have been critical of the coaching staff, and there were reasons to be critical early in the year, again, same thing with the struggle of the offense and how they're managing the quarterbacks and things along those lines. But how they were able to ride the two quarterback system through the tough part of this season, the 2-2 start, and they navigated their way through it to build that monster 7-game winning streak. That was, and I think Mike Prater has said this a couple of times, about as well as a coach within a season has navigated a tough situation. Like, even Chris Peterson hadn't have to deal with the juggling of personnel, and especially at quarterback, that Brian Harsin had to do this year. And then he got a lot of criticism once again for how the team looked, the approach against Fresno State. He even said after the game a little bit, like, however we approach this game, we shouldn't approach any game ever the way we approached the game last week. But if all that results in Boise State taking care of business at home against the same team the next week to win the championship, you just kind of have to say, you got to trust the staff. Like, they kind of know what they're doing. At every point where Boise State looks like they're out of it, it looks like, all right, this might not be the same. They're a 500 team in the Mountain West over the last 10 games, or those stats we were trying to come up with. If they go out and finish off this Mountain West portion of the season with a victory at home, and they look really convincing in doing it, I will remember that going forward for whatever moment of adversity that they have. I'll trust that the coaching staff can be able to pull them through it. Granted, if the coaching staff remains the same.
I will only agree with that if they also win the bowl game. If we win this game, we go to the Vegas Bowl per se, and we play number 6 in the Pac-12, whoever that is, Arizona, Oregon, and we get waxed like Virginia waxed us, then everything they've gained is right out the window, because it goes back to the last two Power 5 teams we played that are okay Power 5 teams in Virginia and a 6th team in the Pac-12 just housed us. Why can't we get ready, and how can we not prepare for a middle-of-the-road Power 5 team? So I think if we win this game and then the bowl game, I think you're correct, but I think we have to win the bowl game, otherwise it's all meaningless. To say, well, how could you not get your players ready for a bowl game?
I mean, there's something to be said for that, and the fact that
especially after
that's the Boise
game.
State goal that they always list, like win the conference, win the championship game, win a bowl game. That's like their three goals before every season. So there's something to be said for that. It's always funny. I don't take that much stock in bowl games. I just think they're so far after a year. The objective for every team is different. You could be playing players for next year. You could be facing a team that has a different coach that they've had for the entire season because the coaching carousel happened. I am not one to usually, unless it's a New Year's Six, unless it's a playoff bowl, I will be entertained by a bowl game because it's football. I am very unlikely to take any stock or any meaning into the result of a general bowl game.
One argument you could make is if they play the Vegas Bowl, it's basically as if they had a bye. Because there's only one week off before the Vegas
Bowl.
That's
the first one.
There's a difference. Yeah, last year the Motel 6 Bowl, we had like 4 weeks off. But if they play in the Vegas Bowl, that's just coming off a bye. And we all like to talk about how great the bye was this year. We rattled off 7 straight. So if they play in the Vegas Bowl, I think your argument about bowls being too long might be a little off, because they only have 1 week off. They play in Las Vegas.
It wasn't a good look the way they lost last year's bowl game.
No.
So just don't get
embarrassed. Especially to a Baylor team that was all sorts of terrible.
Yeah, they got They were fast, though. They presented some matchup problems. They had a lot of speed that is tough for Boise State to be able to cover.
Can't lose to Baylor with what's been happening.
All right, so that was looking at it from the wins perspective. Now, a Boise State loss in the championship game. Of course, this is Idaho Sports Talk. Chris Lewis, Michael Fisher, Bob Beeler will be on about 2 o'clock. He's at Oregon for the Boise State basketball game later on today. A Boise State loss to Fresno State in the championship game, to me, would be crippling. It would be frustrating. It'd be awful. Because Fresno is basically a worse Air Force to have. Meaning, Air Force beat Boise State 3 times in a row. It was disappointing that the same team beat Boise State 3 times in a row. But if there is ever going to be a team that loses, that Boise State loses to 3 times in a row, at least it's a service academy. Like Air Force, nobody doesn't like Air Force. It's our Air Force Academy. That's the whole saying of, well, I'm rooting for Boise State and I'm rooting for the service academies. Like every week, that unless they're playing Boise State. That's generally the approach that a lot of college football fans have. So losing to Air Force, while it's not pleasant, you can, in a way, I guess, live with it. Losing back-to-back weeks of Fresno State, I haven't even been here that long, and I don't like Fresno State. I don't care if it's women's basketball. I don't care if it's volleyball, the sports I call soccer. Football, losing to that team 2 weeks in a row and letting them have the upper hand when it comes to trash talk. And I've heard Idaho Sports Talk this week. Ames and Prater had a couple of Fresno State fans call their show this week. They're in the area, Fresno State alums. I don't want to have Boise State drop it 2 in a row, back-to-back weeks, and to take the championship, the trophy on our field from the perspective of a Boise State fan. Yo, man, that's significantly worse than 3 losses in a row to Air Force.
You're 100% right. I think the biggest thing is there are some fans, I mean, that don't believe we should be hosting this game. And if you let them come into Boise and beat you, I think that's bad enough. Mm-hmm. I don't even care that we lost back-to-back week. You cannot let a team come into the blue for the Mountain West Championship game when everyone outside Boise doesn't think you deserve to host the game and lose. That would probably be the worst loss since I've been here.
That'd be disappointing.